Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I'm documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello and welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. My name is Laura Gentinen and I am your host. I am a reader, writer, and podcaster sharing my story with you guys. Hopefully become a career author sooner rather than later. And today it is July 30th as I record this episode 121 of the show. I can't believe we're already in the 120s. Oh, but today is going to be a really fun episode, you guys, because we are getting back to that original format of how I wanted these work in progress episodes to be running. Over the last couple months, it's been kind of crazy in here. I haven't been giving you routine updates like I used to, and I want to get back to that. So we are going back to that original format. We're going to start out with our reading, writing, and audiobook updates. Then we're going to move into our goals from last week into this week. And spoiler alert, the last time I gave you goals like this was May 17th, episode 99, when we talked about silent book clubs. So that's how long it's been since we really dove into this structure and gave you the true updates that you deserve to hear from me. So let's dive in. We are going to start with the reading update. So of course, I talk about all of the books that I read in the BIR episodes. And as of right now, you can go ahead and listen to all of the BIRs from the past. I think the most recent one was for June. And that episode went out, let me see if I can figure it out while I'm still recording, on July 25th. So 5 days ago, the episode for the June BIR went out. I also talked about the Creative Entrepreneur Life re-release team applications that just opened up. I'll talk more about that in a little bit. That is usually where I talk the most about my books. So I'm not going to talk about the books that I have read or finished, but instead in these reading updates, I'm going to talk about the books that I am currently reading. Okay. So first of all, Shut Up and Write the Book. If you're a subscriber to the WIP episodes, you already know that I've been reading this book. If you are not a subscriber, please consider subscribing. It only costs about a coffee a month and you get all of the behind the scenes WIP episodes, including all of the Camp Nano episodes from July 2023. And hopefully every Camp Nano or NaNoWriMo, I will be doing those episodes. But all of those are in the subscription, as well as my regular work in progress videos, audios. And so yeah, definitely consider becoming a subscriber. So subscribers know that I have been reading Shut Up and Write the Book by Jenna Maresi. It is a craft book about how you should just shut up and write the book. And I think I needed it last week when I started it. And I'm still currently reading this book as I record this. And I'm hoping to finish it by the end of the month, but I'm not sure if I will or not. So stay tuned for the BIR for the July books I read, and I will be able to update you if I finish that book or not within the month. The next book I'm currently reading is Invasion by Star Z Davies. This is the fourth book in the Powers Legacy series, and you guys, I am loving this series so, so much. Star has been so generous, and she's sent me all of these books for free, and I cannot express my gratitude enough. This has been such a fun book series to read. And if you guys want to see my excitement, I did post a reel last week all about the unboxing of the final book when it arrived to me, and I talk a little bit about the series and what I love about it. So definitely go and check that out at Laura J. Live on Instagram. Loving the book, hoping to finish it within the next few days. Oh, I can't wait to find out what happens in this finale. And though this book is being pushed to the side, I am also reading Siege and Storm by Leah Bardugo. This is the second book in the, what is the book title that I can't think of right now? Shadow and Bone. I had to pause the recording there to to remember what the first book was. So this is the sequel to Shadow and Bone. And I only read about maybe 50 or 60 pages. And then Invasion from Star Z Davies arrived. So I switched back to that series because I wanted to find out what happened. So once I finish reading Invasion, I will continue on with Siege and Storm. But technically, it is a book that I'm still in the process of reading. That is my reading update for right now. I am only in 3 books right now. I also have some ebooks that I know that I'm going to be jumping into soon. So you guys will hear all about those next week. Okay, writing update time. I'm not going to sit too long on this update. because the most of this type of stuff is going to be in the WIP episode following this one. But just for the bare bones of it, Camp Nano was a success. I hit my 50,000 words. And if again, if you want to become a subscriber and listen to all of those updates from Camp Nano, please do so, because there's some really juicy stuff in there. Me having epiphanies and then also failing and binging like 30,000 words in a weekend. Yeah, it was really, really fun. So yeah, Nano, I hit my 50,000 word goal. I definitely didn't hit my ultimate goal. So I will say that I worked on a lot of different projects, and the Creative Entrepreneur Life series was not a project that I had planned on working on during Camp Nano. But I was procrastinating like crazy, and I was trying to find anything to work on other than my current series. And I picked up my old series and decided to do a light revision and re-release with new book covers. You guys, you have to go back to the Camp Nano episodes, because it's just insane how much I procrastinated on my book. In essence, I revised about 30,000 words in a weekend for the Creative Entrepreneur Life series. I redid the covers, I redid the formatting, and I put up these new versions on Amazon. So they are available right now if you want to read the Creative Entrepreneur Life series, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. So that was a big project that I worked on that helped push me to my 50,000. And as soon as I finished or hit that 50,000, I was like, well, almost 30,000 of this is from the Creative Entrepreneur Life series. So I still want to hit 50,000, but in the actual projects I'm supposed to be writing. Well, that didn't happen. So I did hit my Nano goal of 50, but it was revising words. It wasn't new words. And so part of me is like, did you really win Nano? And then part of me is like, hell yeah, you hit your 50,000. So I kind of have an internal battle happening. Anyway, I think one of my biggest accomplishments from Camp Nano for this writing update today is that I finished writing the fall, and I finished, like, just finished it. I went and ordered a proof. I edited the proof. I had two alpha readers or beta readers read the manuscript and give me critiques. I have since edited those critiques into the manuscript, and I have redone the cover to make sure it has a better quality, because when I ordered the first proof, it was kind of grainy. So I ordered a second proof. It is on its way to me right now, but once I get that to me and do my final read through and edit of that second proof, then my manuscript will be complete. Once it's complete, I will be recording the audiobook, which I'll talk about in just a few seconds. And then, yeah, it'll just be formatting and uploading it to Amazon and the other distributors. Really exciting news is that the pre-order is live right now. It is going to be released. The fall is going to be released on September 26th. I almost forgot what day it was. September 26th. So stay tuned for that. And also the cover reveal is going to be happening on August 25th. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be putting out some teasers on my Instagram at Laura J Live. If you want to tune in and follow along the journey, I have interval posts going out with like 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week out until the release day, as well as some teaser cover reveal posts. And each of these posts has a comment and a little transcript of what is just some fun stuff about the series and about why I wrote it and that kind of thing. So definitely head over to Instagram at Laura J Live and follow along with all of that for the next 2 months. I'm so excited about this. So the fall was my biggest success for July Camp Nano, but I also finished the prequel to the Vela series, which I wrote primarily in the first half of July, along with the fall. And the prequel, I'm still debating if I'm going to have that in the actual Vela episodes or if I'm going to have it as a freebie on my website. I'm kind of leaning towards a freebie on my website, kind of like I'm doing with The Fall, is that it's going to be free on the website, but you can also purchase it online if you want to support my author career as an ebook online. And then the paperback will also be available on Amazon as well. So I worked on a lot of projects for Camp Nano, the Creative Entrepreneur Life series, which wasn't expected, and then The Fall, and then the prequel to the Vela series, and then the Vela series itself. So very successful writing update for you guys. And moving forward with my writing, I want to 100% dedicate myself to the Vela series, which I will talk about in the goal section later on. Okay, now it is time for the podcasting update, which I am retitling as the audiobook update. I had been calling this the podcasting update because I don't really know because it was audio based maybe. And so I was just considering it a podcasting update, but really it is an audiobook update because I'm talking about my audiobook recording more so than like putting it into my podcast, if that makes sense. Anyway, so for this audiobook update, I'm going to talk about the Creative Entrepreneur Life series and then also my plan for the fall audiobook. So I recorded in that weekend when I did that 30,000 revision edit for the Creative Entrepreneur Life. I also recorded all of the audiobooks. I talk a lot more about this in the Camp Nano updates, so go ahead and listen to those and become a subscriber. Thank you so much if you do. But I recorded all three of those audiobooks, and I will be re-releasing, or I guess not re-releasing the audiobooks, I will be releasing the audiobooks and having a very big release experience for the audiobooks in 2024. I want to make this really big because I have not done any type of marketing or advertising for the Creative Entrepreneur Life series. You probably didn't even know I had a nonfiction series. And so I want this re-release of the books and then the official release of the audiobooks to be really big. So that's going to be happening in 2024. And if you would like to become a member of the re-release team and receive all three books for free, you can sign up at laurajlive.com/creative-entrepreneur. And there will be a link in the description for easy access. I will be choosing the, or letting you know if you are going to be part of the re-release team by the end of the year, December 2023. And then I will be getting into planning out and giving you details on the actual re-release schedule in January. So that is really, really exciting for me. Like I said, I haven't done anything for this series and I really want to talk about it more. I also want to start booking podcast interviews and speaking engagements surrounding this concept because it's something I'm really passionate about. All right, another audiobook update is revolving around the fall. So in celebration of the fall being published on September 26th, I'm going to be releasing the audiobook one chapter a day, every single day leading up to the book's release. There are 8 chapters in this novella. It is short and sweet and to the point. I absolutely love it. And every single day for 8 days before the release of the actual book, I will be releasing the episodes or the chapters here on this podcast. So just because you are listening to this, you will be able to listen to the audiobook 100% for free before it even releases, which is so exciting, you guys. I am so pumped to do this for you. I'm so excited for you to read it. And if you haven't read the Shockwave series, hopefully this will be a great way for you to inch your way into the series and move forward on with book one, Transient Pulse. If you've already read the Shockwave series, then this will be a little insight into the history and the moments leading up to that first electric pulse that hit the country. And it'll also give you some, there's some nuggets in there that you won't realize are there if you are a new reader to the series, but if you've read The Shockwave, you'll be like, oh my gosh, Laura, I can't believe you put this in the prequel. So I'm so excited for you to read it or listen to it if you listen to the audiobook here on the podcast. So those chapters, the audiobook chapters, will start releasing on September 18th, and they will go one chapter a day until the release date of September 26th. Oh, I'm so excited about this, you guys. Okay, so if you're excited about that, please go and pre-order the ebook on Amazon. It's only 99 cents, you guys. So if you're already going to be listening to it for free, that's just like a thank you for me giving you the audiobook for free. Because the audiobook is going to be, 10 or 15 bucks for an audiobook usually. Since it's a novella, maybe like $8 or $12 for the audiobook. But you're only going to get it for free. There you go. You're welcome. So if you wanted to say thank you, just go ahead and pre-order the book for 99 cents on Amazon. Okay, that is my audiobook update. And I feel like there's so many other things happening in my life right now that I have to update you guys on, but I'm going to save that for another episode because this one is getting a little bit long. So we're going to jump into our goals next. But first, let's hear from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by my wonderful Work in Progress subscribers. With your help, I'm able to cover costs related to my author career. These are things such as costs related to this podcast, book cover fees, editing costs, and so much more. Without your support, my progress in this process would be at a standstill. You help bring me closer to my author goals each and every month. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Would you like to become a subscriber and gain exclusive access to all Work in Progress and audiobook annotation episodes? Through this subscription, you may also have the opportunity to help me name characters and locations within my books, or maybe make crucial book plot and trope decisions with me. No matter what, you get the insider-only look at my active work-in-progress books and projects. As I mentioned, your monthly subscription fee goes directly back into my author business, and it only costs you $4.99 a month. I'd love for you to join me and the other subscribers in this exclusive content. Click the link in this episode's description or go to a locked episode and click subscribe. Thank you so much for supporting the show. All right, welcome back to the episode. So, funny thing, I mentioned it in the introduction here. I haven't talked about goals in this format since May 17th, episode 99, when we talked about silent book clubs. And yeah, I cannot believe that we haven't talked about goals since then. It's been 2 months, you guys. What the heck? This is insane. And side note, silent book clubs, I have been loving my silent book club. Just a little plug there. I've gone every single month since that first gathering that we had, and it is just such a treat. I get a little glass of whiskey every time I go, and this most recent time, I had a little ice cube in there, and it just was like the perfect amount of chill and the perfect atmosphere, and the music was just sublime. Oh, it was incredible. I look forward to those gatherings every single month, and I literally talk to no one but the bartender. I don't talk to anybody, and I don't even talk to the bartender. I'm just like, hey, give me my usual whiskey on the rocks. Let's do this. And then I just sit there and read for like an hour and a half. It's amazing. I love Silent Book Club so much. Okay, now let's go back into what we're actually here for. Goals. So back on May 17th, episode 99, my goals for that week was to sit down and write 2 times. Guaranteed that did not happen. Did not happen. And then my other goal for that week was to create an audiobook timeline and process strategy to record and edit 1 more chapter that week and to kind of plan out the recording moving forward. And that happened, but I didn't actually follow the plan. So yeah, goals from last week or last 2 months ago, not successful. But also a lot of stuff was happening. Right after that episode released, I told everybody that I was going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. I took a month off from episodes, and then I came back real strong at the end of June and going into July for Camp Nano. So that was a really transitional period, and hence why I haven't talked about goals since then. So those were my goals. But my goals moving forward, I am really excited about. So my goal number one is to write 5 scenes in my Vella series. And this is intensive, you guys. I am no longer going to be setting my goals based on word count, but I'm going to be setting my goals based on scenes or outcomes that I have to finish and like wrap up within the storyline. And I talk a little bit about this in one of the most recent Camp Nano updates. So if you're a subscriber, go back and listen to that. Or maybe you already did. If you're not a subscriber, consider subscribing. But writing 5 scenes in my Vella series this week is my number one goal. That is huge because I haven't written that much in quite a while, probably since that 30,000 word weekend a couple weekends ago. So this is going to be really intense, but I want to set my goals to make myself try harder, I guess I could say. I've just been willy-nilly about my goals, but I really want to push myself to make this happen. So that's my first goal. My second goal is to edit the second proof of the fall paperback. So I mentioned it earlier, the first proof was kind of grainy, so I wanted to reorder it, get another one, redo the cover. And so the second one is supposed to be coming in as I record this either today or tomorrow. So this week I'm going to be going through that proof and doing a final read through. I don't think I want to record the audiobook this week. I don't think that'll be one of my goals. We'll see if it happens or not. But yeah, at least proof or edit that second proof of the fall paperback. And my third goal for this week is to send out the first episode of my Vella series to my alpha readers. So I have 2 alpha readers lined up. I'm still potentially looking for another 1 to 3 alpha readers for the Vella series. And so I'm going to be sending them an episode of the Vella series every single week on a Monday. They're going to get me their notes by a Friday, and then I'm going to repeat the process every single week until the entire episodes, everything is complete. As of right now, I have 47 weeks lined up to send out, or that's the idea. And so every single week I'll be having to write at least one episode per week so I can send it to them. I'm really hoping this is going to help me move forward with this project a lot faster and more strategically. We'll see how it goes. So my goal, third goal for this week, is to send out that first episode to my alpha readers. And that'll be on Monday, the 7th. That's when I'm going to be sending them the first one. So I need to get the first episode cleaned up and ready to go for them. And that does count as one of my scenes for my five scenes of the Vela series goal, just putting it out there. All right, so that is my goal section for this episode. Very short and sweet and to the point. I want these goals to be very concise, and I'm really hoping I hit them. All right, so before we go, I do want to talk about something very, very important. It is that I don't have a name for my Vela series. I've just been calling it my multidimensional sci-fi Vela series, and that is a mouthful, and I need to come up with a name. So I did jump over to ChatGPT at one point, and I was trying to come up with some options. So here are a few that ChatGPT created for me. So originally, this was going to be two books and a novella, and so that's kind of how I requested title options from ChatGPT. Cannot speak. So there are a couple different things that kind of work together, but I kind of just wanted to talk about everything. So some options were Dimensional Rift. Interesting. The Lost Experiment. Parallel Worlds. The Blood Type Divide. And that one was based off of I had an epiphany in one of the Camp Nano updates where the original concept for this series was going to be completely different than what it turned into. And so the Blood Type Divide is a very good name for if I were to create a second book in this series, because I have the idea down on paper. So that one could potentially come into the future. Another title, Reunited Across Dimensions. The Science of Love. Don't like that one at all. That was ridiculous. And then there was a few for the novella, like the prequel, Before the Rift, Grayson's Experiment, Into the Negative Dimension. There was also some, I was kind of like thinking, okay, if this does go into a series, what could the series be called? And they came up with some names. The Dimensional Love Series. Oh my God. This is hilarious. Love Across Parallel Worlds. Oh, dear Lord. And then the Blood Type Dimension Saga, which the Blood Type Dimension Saga, I could definitely use that as an overarching title for the Vela series, plus the prequel, plus potentially if I make this second book. I kind of like that because a lot of the components within the book does have to do with blood type. Not so much in the first book, in the first like 47 episodes that I have, but later on it becomes a little bit more. So potentially after I release these 47 to 50 something episodes on Vela, and after those are released and out for a while, then I'm going to be turning them into actual physical books. And so once that happens, I will know for sure if I'm going to write the second, basically a second season of the show. And that would include more of the blood type stuff. And if that happens and I release that as a book, then the Blood Type Dimension Saga actually makes a lot of sense. I think that could be something I could fall into. But yeah, so those were some of the ridiculous names that ChatGPT came up with. But just to give you kind of an overview of what the book is about, and I don't want to tell you guys too much because I tell my subscribers a lot in the WIP episodes, but I want you to help me with this, figuring out what the title is going to be. So this book essentially is about a brother and sister, Evie and Darren, and then Evie's boyfriend slash fiance, not quite sure yet, Grayson. And some people get pulled into a second dimension, and the two people left behind in our dimension have to figure out how to bring that person back, while that person in the second dimension has to figure out how to get home. And so there's definitely parallel worlds. There's two different dimensions. That's the overarching concept, I guess you could say. So that's just a little nugget for you. So now trying to pick an actual title for this Vela series has become my next obstacle, and I would love your help with it. You have heard the ridiculous names that ChatGPT came up with, but I would like you to submit a few fun names that I could potentially use. So there is a Q&A with this episode on Spotify. So make sure you are on Spotify and you can see the question in the app or app on your phone or on the desktop and go ahead and answer my question. What should my multidimensional sci-fi Vela series be named? I would love to hear your input, and any that are submitted within the next week, I will be sure to shout out. If you want to put your name in there with it, you can. Otherwise, the question answers are anonymous, so I won't know it's from you. So put your name in there if you want a shout out, and I will read out any potential titles that come through. I'm really excited about titling this because, I mean, it needs a title, you guys. So go ahead, help me out. Do that for me. But yeah, that is the entire episode. We talked for a really long time. This is going on almost 25 minutes now. Thank you so much for sticking with me all the way to the end. Remember, if you want to become a part of the Creative Entrepreneur Life series re-release in 2024, go to laurajlive.com/creative-entrepreneur. Go ahead and fill out that question for this episode on Spotify and let me know what I should title the multidimensional sci-fi Vela series. And of course, please consider becoming a subscriber so you can hear about all of the nitty-gritty details of my works in progress. All right, you guys, I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.